Danny Wisdom chips the ball over the top. Now Gilchrist, he's got the pace to get beyond the number five. He has to hold the ball though. He's got a man at the right hand side of him at the back post. If he can find it, he plays it inside to Lowe. Lowe now within shooting range. Can he get the ball in? No, he falls over. The referee's going to give him penalty.
Oh, he has given it, yeah.
Well, I've got to say, that is absolutely woeful refereeing there, because for me, Nathan Lowe was just falling over.
Well, would you say, off that 50-50 tackle that we've just seen there, would you say that that penalty appeal there is worse than that tackle? Because I certainly wouldn't.
Well, it wasn't a penalty. It was not a penalty. The referee.
End of story.
Well, we'll take anything we can get, but certainly from an FC perspective, a lifeline perhaps, it's going to be Nathan Lowe, the man of stand to take it. We know from 40 yards, from 50 yards, from 70 yards, he likes a shot, but from 12 yards, what can he do?
I hope he don't put it over thinking it's 70 yards.
Well, let's hope not. As Nathan Lowe there, well, the referee, Liam Doherty there, I don't know what he was doing. I don't think anyone can, to be honest, but FC United with an opportunity now. Lowe steps up, right footed, what can he do? He slopes, yeah, to the corner, lovely, lovely goal. Nicely taken penalty there, and Nathan Lowe, well, he was the man that was adjudged to have been impeded by the referee, and even if you look at that, the initial, if any contact, was on the outside
it
the box.
Was, yeah, about
and
a
then,
yard.
Then he fumbled into the box, and I can't believe he did it. Ball halfway line, good strong header by Maguire. Ball flicked over the top, and FC United now, it's McCarthy, he's behind two defenders, going to get a shot away. Oh. Yes, he can, and he scores! McCarthy there! Well, he opened his body really well. He was calm all the way through that. And basically, he slotted it past the goalkeeper, and FC United found themselves 2-0 up. Can you believe it?
I just had this feeling that the tracking defender was going to get one in on him, and maybe to hit the ball a little bit earlier, but all credit to him. He passed it, you know, nice and close past the goalkeeper's foot. Took it very hard, you know, made it very hard for him to get his body down behind the ball, and slotted it into that far post area. Well done, the lad. He done really well. He worked hard for that, McCarthy.
He did indeed, and he took his goal very well, and well taken. And
nice little time to score it, you know, it's 5 minutes just before half time or thereabouts.
Well, as I say, for me, it's all about 3 points today. FC United attacking the SMRE in the second half as the game underway. Ball to the halfway line, though, picked up by Greg Smith, and a late challenge on Kay there, and well, the FC player surrounding.
Carded him.
And to be honest, I didn't even see the challenge, but the number nine going off there, Greg Smith, sent off his first challenge in his second half, and straight down the. Nicky Corkin offered him a chocolate biscuit as he was going off, and he just smashed it onto the floor. Well, Scott Kay, he's okay, but it was a late. Did anyone see it? Because I didn't see it. Did anyone see that challenge? In from the side, late, red card. It was Nathan Lowe. Oh no, it was a low challenge, red card. Fair enough. Well, so you know, Greg Smith, that's his second red card in five games.
Well, at least he's consistent, isn't he?
Yeah. It's 2-0 to FC United as Jan Yeomans below us looks to get the ball back in place. Headed away well by Danny Brady. Maguire wins the second ball, but FC United's K flicks the ball up, but it's intercepted. A good strong header there by McGowan, and FC United eventually clear the lines. It's a long looping ball. There's an opportunity now. And can FC United's number nine get on the end of it? Yes, he can. And this time, is it another penalty, is it?
No, he's given it outside.
No, he's given a free kick on the edge of the area. And, well, there's got to be a card there, surely, you would have thought. And, well, it was Jason Gilchrist not giving up. And the cross goes Danny Brady to ask the assistant referee his thoughts. And that assistant is Daniel Locker. And it may well be, I think he's going to ask the referee, his assistant, was he the last man? And if he was the last man, they could be down to nine.
I think there was another lad on the inside of him, to be honest. So there was two back.
Well,
Cowgill was running on the inside of him. Legs got tangled just outside the box, but there was another player on the inside of him.
Well, Craig Linfield will be giving his 2 pence worth, but it looks like it's a red card. I think it's going to be a red card. It is indeed. The card's coming out and it's red. Well, the day goes from bad to worse for Boston, but we'll take it. 2-0 up against the nine men of Boston.
Yep.
Ball comes in. Oh, there you go. Speaking a bit too soon there.
There's a clean sheet gone.
That's Stato Paul. And, well, we're into the 88th minute. And, well, poor defending, Roy.
It was poor defending, but it's the attitude of mind. This is what I said to you, you know, before. Once they've gone down to nine men, you go for goals, you go for goals, you go for goals. You sort that goal difference out as much as you can. And that goal basically has come down through a lackadaisical attitude. That's what it is. Otherwise, FC should be parked in there defending third.